So the Empire, i.e. the establishment, is striking back. Well, these are the list of cabinet picks, and of course, it was all touched off by what? By the GSA. The GSA is allowing Trump to begin the transition. Did he? Did that? Oh, by the way, Twitter has just given the Biden-Harris transition team an official blue checkmark Twitter page. But they're totally not in on it. But do you realize, and Trump tweeted this out, that because she was being threatened, she was doxxed by the legacy press, it was done by the media industrial complex to put pressure on her for this to happen. She, in any way, shape, or form, was under no obligation to work with the quote-unquote Biden transition team. But of course, the left threatened, the left harassed, the left does what it does. And so Trump, having the empathy that he does, said just do the bare minimum. Oh, Trump is conceited. Oh, he's a... Y'all calm down with this. They get in such a tizzy over everything. Tizzy, tizzy. And of course, the snarky, well, it looks like Biden won Pennsylvania again. He didn't win it the first time. What are you talking about? He won it again. Well, Pennsylvania certified the election. Still not happening until the 14th. We got 10 days. 10 days is an eternity in politics. And maybe it is because I'm a simpleton, a buffoon. But I am not going to submit to fear.
Because that comes later.
I'm not going to take the fear pill, which is a weird way to say it. Right? I'm not taking the black pill. Until we are at the moment where Joseph Biden burns his hand on the Bible when he puts it on there and it starts lighting up in flames. And even after that, Biden will never be my president. Biden, I will never accept it. And I will do everything I can as a very uninfluential, people like Ali Alexander out there running around grabbing money from people, grifting all over the place with influence, people on the Crusade Channel, good, honest, truthful people, don't have that much influence, so, but as much as I can do, I'll do it. But this entire narrative, and I'm telling you, outside of Newsmax, One America News, and even people are saying Newsmax is not as reliable as they hoped because they have subjected themselves to COVID porn, right? COVID fear porn. So that's what we're looking at. And the news, because we live in an age of the 24-hour news cycle. Oh, they just lost in this court. Oh, they just lost in that court. Oh, they just certified the votes. Ah! Nobody expects any part of the democratic structure in Pennsylvania to do anything about it. No, Nobody was expecting or going, yeah, we need to get this to the federal, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We need to get it there now. No. So that's what we have to understand. And there you go. You got people from One America News. Joe Biden is the winner, right? Well, they're just saying that Governor Wolf says he certified the 2020 electoral votes. We knew all of these things were going to happen. Because that's just how it's going. That's why we're looking at these things. And yes, we got to double up the praying. And we just have to continue to keep the eye on the end game. The end game is not the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. The end game was not Governor Wolf certifying votes. And we'll see where it goes from here. But you cannot, and it's very, I don't want to say, it's tough. Well, I've been saying, it's going to be tough. And everybody's trying to do the entire fear and the it's over, just shut up, just accept it, and it's working on a lot of people. Because a lot of people aren't strong enough. I'm sorry. Right? Why are people upset? You knew. Why are people upset that the Pennsylvania governor certified the election results? Is anybody shocked? Who is shocked that this happened? That was going to happen. And we're hearing about, oh, it's the first Latin American Department of Homeland Security, which, folks, if that does ever happen, God forbid, watch out being a white person for the next 4 years. Oh, we have the first transgender housing in Harvard. It's all about the check marks, and we're going to be hearing about Joe Biden's socks and all this other crap for 4 years. But this entire setup is designed to break you. Break you. Thank you, Buck, for your $20 donation. $20! Woo! Thank you, sir. You, sir, are wicked awesome. But we're not at the end. Right? We're not at the end. We're at the low point. Where all seems lost. The nadir, if you will. What though? We were at the nadir like 2 weeks ago. Sometimes the nadir works a little longer. Right? The entire second film of the only Star Wars trilogy that matters was a nadir. You got to get rid of the fast food mentality. And these turncoat, quote unquote, oh, Trump 2024. He gonna run in 2024. We'll vote for him then. You don't fix the problems now. As Mike Church to the Mike Church Show, like the warrior he is, came in this morning on the, I mean, because folks, if Rick Barrett has the flu, you're not going to see me for a week. You're not going to see me. I'm going zero dark 30, baby. You ain't going to find me. But Mike Church said this morning, you don't fix these problems now. They're going to magically go away in 2 years. They're just going to disappear, even though we still haven't learned, of course, Georgia. Who knows about Georgia? Georgia's completely snafu'd. I still have hope. I think the people in Georgia, we got, Freedom Works is down there. Gun Owners of America are down there. It seems like all the groups that are needed are down there. Doing what they got to do. But you have to understand this. If you give up, it's over. If you give up, you are giving them what they want. They want your submission. Don't give up out of sheer stubbornness. But I'm tired, and I don't want to do this anymore. Trump lost, so I don't want to fight. Can we just, go home and wait until 2024, 2022? I'm just so tired. And Trump's going to be fine. They're not going to bother me. It's okay. Weak. It's weakness. You are going to prove them right by just allowing them to continue to repeat a lie, to get away with an injustice that has been done. And they didn't even have the courtesy. They didn't have the courtesy to try and hold it or try to do it sleight of hand. They just did it in front of your face and gave you a double middle finger salute and called it a day and said, do something about it. Oh, but he'll win in 2024. You people have a real big optimism bias if you think this whole thing is going to still be around in 2024. But the same conservatives who buckled and said, don't worry about the mask. The mask will be fine. Just wear it for a little bit. And then we'll be okay. 15 days. Just stay in your house for 15 days. 175 days later. And folks, you have to get your stamina back. It's been whittled away by years and years of prosperity and peace. These union of states, this union has been blessed at least with relative stability and peace for so long. And it's so much easier just to accept Biden and we'll fight him. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when they try? And they will. And we'll talk about it on Gun Talk Friday. We'll talk about it on Gun Talk Wednesday, since I'm not going to be here Friday. The tax plan that Joe Biden wants to hit gun owners with.